And good afternoon. Welcome to Piers as the Pioneers host the Little Falls Flyers today here in softball action. First of a doubleheader. And leading things off is Flyers center fielder Sadie Sue Hudak against Brittany Bolzer. Just underway. Dale Wanchop be calling balls and strikes. Brian Olmscheid on the bases. And the first batter is Hudak, who has taken a full count here. 3-2. Ground ball to short. Ella Colucci across to first, and there's one gone. Emily Diker accepting the throw. And Hudak retired on the bouncer to short. That'll bring up shortstop Madison Siegler. Terry Tretter behind the plate, catching Brittany Bolzer today. Emily Diker, Laura Skiba at first and second. Ella Colucci and Taylor Cummings at short and third. As a pitch to Siegler. In for a strike, 0-1. Callie Mamingay, the pitcher, will bat next. Decora Iverson is in left field. The center fielder is Jade Porter with Emily Burgraff in right. There's a swing and a miss to the Flyers shortstop, Siegler. Debula Nimi-Allen coaching at third. Tony Kuchar at first. We are underway here at Piers today. The 0-2 pitch to Siegler. Fouled off to the Pioneer third base dugout. Still 0-2. Big doubleheader win for the Pioneers yesterday, sweeping fourth-ranked Kimball, 2-1 and 12-11. Meanwhile, the Flyers dropped a doubleheader to Cathedral. 0-2 pitch. Foul back again. That got a piece of Terry. Beautiful day here. We'll have baseball under the bulbs at Helly Field tonight as Albany will be in town. A lot of purple in town today. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Change up, and it's fouled to third, and it'll drop on the grass, and Siegler stays alive at 0-2. JV game's just getting started as well. You can see the dugouts are near completion construction-wise over there on the JV field. Still the ribs on the sideline showing up there. I haven't seen my ribs in many years. There's a foul ball back again, and it's another pitch coming. Piers in all black, red letters trimmed in white. Flyers black pants with a purple jersey, white in Flyers across the front. Here's the pitch again. Popped up to center. Jade Porter is in her tracks and has it. Siegler flies to center for out number two. And it'll bring up the pitcher, Callie Mamingay. This is not the first time these two teams have seen each other. They played at St. Cloud State in the bubble back when Mother Nature was doing her thing. A scrimmage. It wasn't a ball game, but they did go against each other as Bolzer fires one in for a strike. It was more of a situational type of scrimmage where you'd place players at certain bases and outs and counts and just work on things as Bolzer comes inside. 1-1 to Mamingay. Cummings near the line at third. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. No score, just underway. Two outs. Change up. Hit back to the pitcher. Brittany Bolzer over to Emily Diker. And that's all for Little Falls. Three up, three down. Two on the ground, one in the air. And we'll meet the Pioneer batting order for head coach Matt Pepping when we come back.
Piers Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their sixth annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Piers Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40, and a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to piersfreedomfest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hey everybody, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. Finally, the weather has changed and spring is here. Swing into our Piers location and check out or test drive our Gravely lawnmowers. And also check out the line of steel equipment, especially the FS56 string trimmer to give your yard that finishing touch of beauty. For the big farmers, we have various seeds for sale with brilliant seeders for rent to get them planted. For that first cutting alfalfa, we have ag bags, twine, net wrap, and ag baggers for rental too. If there's something we can help you with, call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Terry Tretter into the batter's box to start things here in the bottom of the first against Callie Mamingay. No score as Tretter awaits the first pitch. Ella Colucci and then Jade Porter in. First pitch knocked foul back to the screen. Ricocheting back to first base coach Joe Call. Mamingay pitching behind the plate. Jasmine Miller. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Mamingay, and it's a show of a bunt and at the knees for a called strike. An 0-2 count now to Terry Tretter. Outfield straight away here for Terry, who bats leadoff, and the pitch. Grounded to second base. Should be an out, and it is. Tretter rolls one out to second base to start the bottom of the first. One out for shortstop Ella Colucci. On the assist there was Abby Poser, the Flyer second baseman, over to first for the out. And now it's left-handed hitting Ella Colucci. Up high, ball one to Ella. Rachel Lukanen is at first base. Abby Poser at second. Madison Siegler at short. Megan Kirk at third. Mamingay readies and delivers. Swing and a miss. Good cut there by Ella for strike two. Jade Porter on deck. The wind in the pitch. Slapped is short. Hustling down the line. Colucci throw to Lukanen and not in time. Ella safe on an infield hit. And now Jade Porter will bat. That left-handed hitting approach there for Ella, the half a stride she needed to beat that one out. And now Jade Porter will bat from the left side. Switch hitting, Jade. And shows bunt, and that comes to the screen, and Ella will go to second. One ball to Porter with Colucci now in scoring position. And Jade will now switch over to the right side. Better bunter from the left side, better contact hitter from the right side. So with Colucci moving up, Jade will swing away here. And the pitch is popped up. Coming back and, oh, just out of room. That hit the aluminum brace about 8 feet up and bounced back onto the field of play. Almost a catch there for Flyer catcher Jasmine Miller. Their outfield, Sarah Zimmerman is in right. Sadie Sue Hudek is the Flyer center fielder. Here's the Mamingay pitch, and that's high. And it popped away. And now Porter will race for home as the ball gets away. And it looks like Megan Kirk is hurt at third. As Kirk just now getting to her feet, and there was a slide in. I'm not sure if there was the ball got her or the runner. But the Pioneers get a run here on a wild pitch and an error. And it's 1-0 as Coach Allen heads back to the dugout now. Kirk all right and stays in the ball game. So Jade Porter now with the bases empty and a two ball count and one strike. 2-1 to Jade. And the pitch is coming here to Jade Porter, and she knocks it foul, and that's going to drift and get out first base side. On deck, Laura Skiba. Piers 1, Little Falls nothing. Yeah. And there's a drive into right center, and it's onto the outfield grass. Jade Porter with a base hit. And now Laura Skiba will bat. Laura with a home run and a double yesterday in that big 12-11 come-from-behind win over Kimball. Down 10-5 going into the final inning. They scored 7 in their final at-bat to win. And Skiba takes strike one inside corner from Callie Mamingay. Second hit after Kalushi had singled to short. And now Jade sends one out to right center. Here's the pitch. Swatted up the first baseline. Foul. And it's an 0-2 count to Skiba. Emily Diker due up next. Emily Bozer will pitch and bat sixth. Right fielder Emily Burgraff is a 7-hitter. Taylor Cummings hits eighth and plays third. And Abby Luckin will bat ninth. She's the designated player for left fielder Decora Iverson. One away. And a foul ball comes back to the screen as Skiba battling Mamingay here. 1-0, Pioneers, bottom of first. Field straight away for Little Falls. High. Porter holds at first. 1-2. Dale Onchoffy balls and strike up today, and Brian Olmscheid out on the bases. Just one game here. We've been growing so accustomed to doing double headers with conference games that a one-game affair today here. 1-2 to Skiba. Off the plate outside. 2-2, Mamingay to Laura Skiba. Porter at first after a hit out to right center. And Mamingay delivers, and Skiba swings and misses, and Mamingay's got her first strikeout. It's out number 2, and it brings up Pioneer first baseman Emily Diker. Coach Pepping with the signs at third, and Diker steps into the batter's box with Porter still at first, and now 2 outs. And it's away as Porter's running. The throw is off the glove of the shortstop, rolls out to center. Porter won't advance. It'll be a steal for Jade. And a chance to drive in a run here for Emily Diker with Porter at second. One ball the count. Brittany Bozer would hit next. Diker, right-handed hitter. And the pitch is a little elevated for ball 2. Two balls, no strikes. There's a strike called. 2-1. Piers 1. Flyers 0. Swing and a miss. Just on the outside corner, Emily swung through. 2-2. Kirk and Hudek on the left side of the infield. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. Full count. Steinmetz at short. Allie Steinmetz. Sadie Sue is out in center. Full count. And the wind, and it's line foul. Just twisted foul to first as it got to the bag. And Diker still in there with a 3-2 count. Looks like the JV has gone up 2-0 over in their game as well, as we can look to the left and watch that scoreboard. 3-2 pitch from Mamingay to Diker. Ground ball to second should get the Flyers off the field. It does. Pioneers get a run on a couple of hits, a Flyer error, and Porter stranded. After 1, it's Piers 1 and Little Falls 0. We'll be back with the Flyer top of the second.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Cassie Rushlow, a member of the Piers softball team. The Piers Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons a success so far. We would like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With spring sports seasons finally in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Are you ready to feel like the master of the wood-fired grill? Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, here to let you know that we now carry Traeger wood-fired grills. Traeger grills are smart, and you'll get the perfect results every single time you cook. You won't get things that taste too smoky, dry, or charred like you can on other grills, and no matter what you cook, it always tastes delicious. So stop in and check out the Traeger grills and all the accessories we have at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls.
Top of the second starts with the catcher Jasmine Miller to lead things off. Piers 1, Little Falls 0. First pitch lifted to center, pretty well hit. Porter over, makes the running catch. I think she caught that more with the bare hand than she did the glove if she shakes up that hand. And it's a loud out to start the second inning. Well hit ball by Miller, but Porter tracks it down. One out. Now Megan Kirk, third baseman batting. And Brittany puts one on the outside corner for a called strike. 0-1, right-handed hitting Megan Kirk with Abby Poser due up next. Next pitch, a little off the plate, 1-1. Piers, one run, two hits in their half of the first. Flyers looking to get a runner here. Four up, four down for Brittany Poser so far. And there's one skipped to home. Two balls and a strike. Diker, Skiba, Kalushi, and Cummings, first to third. Trotter behind the plate, Bozer on the mound. And the pitch from Brittany, grounded back, finds its way through center field. And Porter will play it back in. It's just snuck by Brittany, and the Flyers have a one-out base runner in Megan Kirk. And now it's second baseman Abby Poser. Poser from the right side with Steinmetz to follow. Bunted in the air, and it'll... Boy, Cummings was coming up the third base line thinking bunt, and it popped right over her head and dropped foul. One strike. Iverson, Porter, and Burggraf were the Pioneer outfield left to right. Tying run at first, top of the second. And the 0-1 showing bunt again to third. Cummings... We'll go to low throw to first and safe. Everybody is safe. That'll be a sacrifice and an error. Taylor's throw a little bit low and Emily couldn't pick. So first and second for Allie Steinmetz. And that pitch. Misses ball one. One ball, first and second. Left up, 2-0. Zimmerman on deck. Kirk at second, Poser at first, and the pitch. Popped up, infield fly rule called. Shortstop Kalushi there for out number two. 2-0. And here's Sarah Zimmerman. Two on here for Little Fall. Tying run at second, and Bozer fires one low, ball one. Carly Capon on deck. Bozer, fastball, swung on and missed, 1-1. Batting eighth here in the order is Sarah. Bozer delivers, and it's knocked back to the net. Foul ball, 1-2. And that netting behind home is almost like a springboard. It comes right back with a bounce, like a trampoline effect. Changeup popped up foul territory. Treader with an excellent effort. Comes up just short. Terry with a head-first dive to the grass on the third base side. Brittany trying to strand two runners out there here in the top of the second. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got her on an inside fastball. And a strikeout for Bozer. Ends the inning. 1-0 after 1.5 here at Piers. And the Pioneers will bat in the home half.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. And their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Brittany Bozer starts the bottom of the second inning, 1-0 Pioneers, as Mamangay, first pitch strike, next pitch low, 1-1. It'll be Emily Burgraff and Taylor Cummings due up here in the bottom of the second. Mamangay, one strikeout in the first inning, gave up a couple of hits and a run. Grounded, shortstop near the bag, over to first in time. Bozer is out. One up, one down for Emily Burgraff as Madison Siegler making the play near second and firing to Lukanen at first. So here's Emily Burgraff now. Base is empty and one out. And Mamangay looks in and delivers. Emily shows a bunt and it's inside. Ball one with Cummings on deck. Piers gets a run in the bottom of the first on an error. Kalushi scoring, bunted in front of home, on to first and just out. Good job by Flyer catcher Miller to jump out in front of home, and Burgraff is out, 2-3. Two up, two down for third baseman Taylor Cummings against Callie Mamangay. Here's Mamangay's delivery right down the middle. 0-1. Abby Luckin due up next. Mamangay looks into Miller. Right-handed hitting Cummings awaits the 0-1 delivery. Fouled back. 0-2. Little bit late on the swing. No balls, two strikes to Taylor. 5-0 JV is up now on Little Falls over there. Second inning. 0-2 pitch to Cummings as Mamangay looks to work a quick inning. Change up outside, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And here's Mamangay's pitch. Popped up near third. Kirk over to watch, but it's going to get into the Pioneer dugout, just over that protective fencing area and to the players. Still 1-2. Cummings trying to start something. Here's the pitch from Mamingay. Hits it in the air to left. Playable. Oh, it's off the end of the glove. That'll be an error on the left fielder. Sarah Zimmerman Cameron as it ticked right off the glove. She was pretty much right there. Just didn't look it in. So Cummings at first for Luckin, the designated player for Decorah Iverson. See if the Pioneers can do anything with the extra out here. Top of the order, and Terry Treader on deck. One nothing Pioneers, bottom of two. Ground ball to second. And it's been a busy start there for Abby Poser. She's made every play, and she does so again. Poser to Lukanen for the inning-ending out, and the Pioneers come up empty. No runs, no hits, one error, one left. After two, still Piers one, Little Falls nothing.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Carly Capan pops one up to short, and Ella Colucci is there, and that's how the top of the third begins with a pop-up. And there's one out here for Brittany Bolzer and the Pioneers, who lead Little Falls 1-0. Top of the order now, center fielder Sadie Sue Hudek. Sadie bounced to shortstop, leading off the ball game. Swings and misses, 0-1. One strikeout so far for Brittany Bolzer, no walks, one hit allowed. Chased the changeup downstairs, and it's a quick 0-2 count now. Top of three.
Yeah, she got pulled up. I don't know if she's playing or not.
Heel one. In the air to center, Porter is in to make the catch. Line drive out to Jade Porter. That's three putouts for Jade out in center field already, and they're two away for Madison Siegler. That one was well hit by Hudek, but right at Jade in center field. Siegler hit one out to center. Her first time up, rips one deep and foul to left, pulling that one into the corner for a long strike. 0-1. Pioneers 1, Flyers 0. Top of 3, scheduled for 7. Pitcher Mamingay would hit next. There are two outs. Brittany's 0-1 pitch. In on the hands and pulled foul. Past Deb Allen over at third. 0-2. Good hops there by coach. No balls, two strikes to Madison Siegler. Here's the wind and the pitch. Popped up. Third base side. And it's off the glove of Brittany. Just as she came to the third base line, it wasn't a real high pop-up, and it hit the heel of the glove and bounced out of the leather. So Siegler is aboard. And now the pitcher, Kelly Mamingay. She hit back to Brittany Bolzer to end the first. A little bit low, dug out by catcher Terry Treader, ball one. Pioneers' second error. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch from Bolzer to Mamingay, and she burns it in for a strike. 1-1. Siegler at first, the 1-1 pitch, left outside. 2-1 now. Pitcher against pitcher battle here. Boser against Mamingay. Miller on deck. Popped up, playable for Terry Treader in foul territory, and the catcher squeezes it for the out. No runs, no hits, an error, one left. Heading to the bottom of the third inning, where the top of the Pioneer order will bat, leading 1-0.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Terry Treader, top of the order, leading off the bottom of the third. Lines one foul, one strike. 1-0 Pioneers over Little Falls. As Mamingay starts her second trip through the order. Fouled to first again. 0-2, Terry grounded out to Abby Poser at second in the first inning.
Let's go one, go with the pitch here.
Ella Kalushi and then Jade Porter for the Pioneers. Here's the windup. And knocked to first, Lukanen unassisted. One up, one down. Now shortstop Ella Kalushi, who legged out an infield hit and scored the Pioneer run back in the first. We'll bat with the bases empty, one out here in the third. And Mamingay comes inside about belt high, 1-0. Porter to follow, and Mamingay got a strike called. Outside corner, good location, 1-1. And that time Ella leaves that one high. Two balls and a strike. I think Ella a little bit opposite way in the outfield. Left-handed hitting Kalushi. There's a good fastball in for a strike. 2-2 to Ella Kalushi. One nothing Pioneers as Mamingay deals. Kalushi knocks it straight back and out of play. Still 2-2. Matt Pepping coaching at third and Joe Call at first. Mamingay grips the ball and fires it and spoiled it again on a foul ball to left this time by Ella Kalushi. Still 2-2. Pioneer JV now up 7-1 over there on the JV field to our left. That'll soon become the varsity field. It'll shift over to that once dugouts are complete and all the finishing touches put on. This will become the JV field. 2-2 now to Ella Kalushi as Mamingay facing the Pioneer shortstop here in the third inning. Foul down the line to left, twisting and dropping foul. Good effort there by Flyer third baseman Megan Kirk, hustling after that one. So we'll do it again at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to left-handed hitting Ella Kalushi. Up high, full count. Payoff pitch, Mamingay. Goes into her motion. In the air to center, and it is caught right at Flyer center fielder Sadie Sue Hudak, who had her played perfectly out to left center. Two down, and center fielder Jade Porter will bat. Porter has her second hit, a first pitch swinging single to left. Singled out to right center, first time up, and Jade 2-for-2. And now it's Laura Skiba, the second baseman. Skiba, threat here at the plate. And the pitch from Mamingay is knocked foul, back and out. 0-1. Laura ended up swinging at a third strike. Back in the first, that's Mamingay's only recorded strikeout so far. 0-1. Two out, single to left, has Jade Porter aboard here. And Mamingay delivers, and it's popped up, playable, and caught. Foul territory by the catcher, Miller. That's all for the Pioneers. Good inning for Mamingay and the Flyers in the field. No runs, a hit, one stranded. And we've now played three innings, and it's a 1-0 lead for Pierce.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Catcher Jasmine Miller leading things off in the top of the fourth. It's a 2-0 count as Pierce has a 1-0 lead midway through this one here against the Flyers. Miller, Kirk, and Poser. Low again, 3-0 now. Pierce a run on three hits, two errors. No runs, a hit, two errors for the Flyers. Strike on the outside corner is called, taking it to 3-1. Miller flew out to center fielder Jade Porter leading off the second. 3-1 pitch, line to left center, that's down. Oh, Iverson over with the backhand and relays it back in. Sharp single out to left center by Miller. And it'll bring up Megan Kirk, the Flyer third baseman. Second hit for Little Falls. The other one belongs to this girl, Megan Kirk, singled with one out in the second. Bunted, back to the pitcher. Brittany will throw it to Diker for the out at first on the sacrifice accomplished by Kirk. One down, tying run to second, and Abby Poser will hit. Flyers second baseman, who's been busy in the field. She had a good sacrifice bunt and reached herself on an error in inning two. Cummings plays up at third. Here comes the Brittany pitch, and it's hit in the air to left. Ranging over is Iverson, but just out of her range. It drops into foul territory. Long strike, Abby Poser. Steinmetz to follow here for the Flyers. Tying run is at second with one out. We're in the top of four here at Pierce. Looks like track practice is over. Ground ball, left side of the infield. Kalushi looks the runner back, goes to first. Now the runner breaks and will reach third safely. Good base running by Jasmine Miller, waiting for the throw to be released. Kalushi to Diker to retire Abby Poser for the second out, but the tying run now stands at third, and the batter is Allie Steinmetz. Allie popped up to shortstop Ella Kalushi, her first time up. Popped up again. Middle infield. That is caught right in front of second base. And Ella has put that one away, and the Flyers leave the tying run at third. Leadoff single stranded, and we head to the bottom of the fourth. Pioneers with a 1-0 lead, and Emily Diker will lead things off for the Pioneers in the bottom of the fourth.
Hey, everybody. Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. Finally, the weather has changed and spring is here. Swing into our Piers location and check out or test drive our Gravely lawnmowers. And also check out the line of steel equipment, especially the FS56 string trimmer to give your yard that finishing touch of beauty. For the big farmers, we have various seeds for sale with brilliant seeders for rent to get them planted. For that first cutting alfalfa, we have ag bags, twine, net wrap, and ag baggers for rental too. If there's something we can help you with, call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Bottom of the fourth, we'll start with Pioneer first baseman Emily Diker facing Callie Mamingay. 1-0 Piers. Emily grounded out to Abby Poser at second, ending the first. Here's the pitch to start the bottom of the fourth, and a fastball cut on and missed. 0-1. Brittany Poser and then Emily Burgraff do up here in the bottom of the fourth. And here's a first inning run still hanging in there as the leading run. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Off the plate. Good take there by Diker. 1-1 as Mamingay tried to expand the strike zone a little bit. Baseball tonight. Albany and Piers over across the street at Helly Field. The 1-1 pitch. Left up, 2-1. 5, 6, and 7 in the batting order for Coach Matt Pepping. Here's the set and the pitch. High again, 3-1.
All right, now you sit on yours. It's there, drive it. It's there, drive it.
3 balls and a strike here to Emily Diker. And the pitch is on the way, and it is on the outside corner, and that's strike two. Full count now to Emily. Here comes the Callie Mamingay pitch, and it's a swing and a miss strikeout. One out. Second strikeout for Callie Mamingay, and it brings up Brittany Poser. Brittany grounded to short, leading off the second, 0-1. Strike one is called. Ground ball to short again. Cross to first in time. Two up, two down. And now Burggraf will bat. The right fielder tried to bunt, was thrown out by the catcher, Miller. First pitch to Burggraf down in the dirt, ball one. If Emily reaches, Cummings due up. Pierce 10-3 this year. Off the plate, two. Ball's the count. Mammon Gay readies and delivers the pitch to Emily Burggraf, Pioneer right fielder, and it's a roller to third. She'll have to hurry and safe at first. Burggraf able to beat out an infield hit. Megan Kirk playing back could not get the throw there in time, an infield hit. And now Taylor Cummings will bat with Burggraf aboard on the Pioneer's fourth hit. Taylor reached on a error in left field back in the second inning. Piers 1, Little Falls 0, bottom of the fourth. And there's a good fastball in for a strike from Mammon Gay to Cummings. Next pitch is outside, up and away, 1-1. Pierce gets a run on an error back in inning one, and that's been it, as Bozer and Mammon Gay have done a nice job. There's one knocked foul. 1-2 to Taylor Cummings. Abby Luckin would hit next. We're in the bottom of the fourth. A strikeout and a ground out began the inning, and then Burggraf beats out an infield single. The 1-2 pitch. Mammon Gay delivers. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. That's the inning. No runs. One hit. One left, four complete. Now the score remains Piers 1, Little Falls 0.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Top of the fifth inning, Pioneers leading 1-0, and Brittany Bozer's first pitch of the fifth is a called strike to Sarah Zimmerman Cameron, the left fielder. Out on a strikeout her first time up, and now it's low, 1-1. No runs, two hits for Little Falls, a run on four hits for Pierce. Each team has committed two errors. We're in the fifth. Pop foul, that'll get back and out of play. 1-2 to the Flyer left fielder, Carly Capon on deck. Here's the Bozer offering on 1-2. Ground ball to Kalushi to her left, scoops it up and throws on the run and got her. Nice play, Ella. One up, one down. Good defense behind Brittany Bozer there from her shortstop. And now the designated player, Carly Capan. Bats for first baseman Rachel Lukanen here. One strikeout, no walks for Brittany Bozer. First pitch is high for ball one. Iverson in left, Porter in center, Burggraf in right. 1-0 pitch. Tails inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Top of five, bases empty, one out. Flyers left a runner at third last inning. Ground ball, third base side, Cummings up and out at first. Taylor with a nice play over to Emily Diker, and Carly Capan is thrown out, 5-3 for the second out. Top of the order now, center fielder Sadie Sue Hudek. She's grounded to Kalushi and lined out to center fielder Jade Porter, 0-2. And Brittany starts her with a changeup for strike one. Hudek reaches. Madison Siegler is due. 0-1 from Bozer to Hudek. Swing and a foul tip. 0-2 now to the Flyer center fielder, Sadie Sue Hudek. The 0-2 pitch. Changeup. Well outside, and that's right where Treader wanted it. She'd moved off the plate. One ball, two strikes. Fastball just inside. Had Hudek backing away from it, and that tailed almost across. 2-2. Two down here. A couple of grounders to the left side of the infield. And the 2-2 pitch lifted in the air. Porter is right there, calls for it, and has it. Innings over. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fifth, and it'll be Luckin, Treader, Kalushi due up. 1-0 Pioneers over the Flyers.
Save huge on select premium Android phones with Verizon now at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Stop in now and take advantage of up to $300 savings on premium Android phones. Save $300 on the Samsung S9 Plus, Google Pixel 2 XL, and the Moto Z2 Force. Or save $200 on the Samsung S9. Deals like these don't come along often, so hurry in before it expires. For big savings on premium Android phones, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce. Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Abby Luckin will lead off the bottom of the fifth, batting for Decora Iverson as the designated player. And Callie Mamingay gets the outside corner. Strike one. Three strikeouts, no walks for the Flyer right-hander. Pierce 1, Little Falls 0, starting the bottom of the fifth. Luckin grounded to Abby Poser, the second baseman. And now it's inside, 1-1. Pioneers a run on four hits. Flyers, no runs, two hits. Good pitchers match up between Bozer and Mamingay. Here's the 1-1 to Abby Luckin. Tap back to the pitcher, Mamingay. On to first to Lukanen for the out. One up, one down. Top of the order, Terry Treader. Terry's grounded out twice to the right side, once to second, once to first. Well, and see what Terry can do here with her third look here now at Mammon Gabe. Bunts towards first. Treader hustling and out at first. Second baseman Poser coming over to the line to, or over to the bag to cover. 3-4. Bunt attempt. Two quick outs. And Ella Kalushi will bat. Ella's got a hit and a line drive out to center. She has scored the game's only run. Came home on a flyer error in the first. Knocks foul. Over the head of Mike Schaefer. 0-1. They play Kalushi the opposite way with Hudak shifted to the gap in left center. The 0-1 delivery. Down the left field line, but foul, dropping. Out of play. 0-2. Porter on deck. Ella's got one of the hits. Jade has two hits, and Burgraff with a hit. The four off Callie Mammongay today. Just inside. Left-handed hitting shortstop, Ella Kalushi. We're in the bottom of the fifth. 1-0 lead for Piers. And here's the pitch. Popped into center. Hudak ranging over. She'll get there and make the running catch. Another 1-2-3 inning here. As both pitchers work through the fifth in quick order. We go to the sixth. Still 1-0 Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Cassie Rushlow, a member of the Pierce softball team. The Pierce Activities Department would like to thank all of the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers, and fans that helped make all of the seasons a success so far. We would like to thank all of the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. With spring sports seasons finally in full swing, we would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this spring. It is great entertainment. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
UniBank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Top of the sixth inning, Madison Siegler to lead things off for the Flyers. They trail 1-0. Top of six, 0-2, did reach on an error last time up. Goes after one up, strike one called on a swing and a miss. Madison popped one up, that was misplayed for an error. Near the third baseline by Brittany. Line drive into right center, past Skiba. Sharp single to start things off for Madison Siegler. Third hit, and the tying run will reach. Second time in three innings, the Flyers have a leadoff single. Jasmine Miller did it in the fourth, and Miller was left at third base. And here's the pitcher, Callie Mammongay. A little bit low, one ball. Mammongay fouled out to catcher Terry Treader last time up and hit back to the pitcher Bozer to end the first, 0-2. 1-0, top of six. There's one in for a strike, 1-1. Flyers have stranded four runners today. Three of them in scoring position. Show a bunt, and it is foul behind the plate. One ball, two strikes. On deck, Jasmine Miller, then Megan Kirk. Pioneer JV now up 10-1 in the fourth. Up high, Mammon Gay lets it go by for ball two. Leadoff hit for Madison Siegler. She represents the tying run here. Getting late, top of six. Low, good stop, Terry Treader. 3-2. Tony Kuchar coaching at third. All right, first, excuse me. 3-2 pitch. Low, walk. And it's a first and second start to the inning for Little Falls with Jasmine Miller. Anderson Littner will go in to run. Littner for the pitcher. So the go-ahead run reaches. On a walk, the first of the ball game. The batter's Jasmine Miller, who's flown to center and singled. And this is a bunt situation here for Little Falls. And Brittany fires one low. Ball one. With a runner at second, Taylor's got to stay near the bag at third, so left side of the infield is pretty much the responsibility of Taylor coming. There's a swing and a miss as Miller showed no signs of squaring away there. 1-1. Tying run at second, go-ahead run at first without an out here in the top of the sixth. Pioneers leading 1-0 over visiting Little Falls. The pitch misses outside, 2-1. Megan Kirk on deck. Two, one pitch. Change up. Had her out in front. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Ground ball left side of the infield. Colucci will tag the runner. Throw to first is knocked down by Diker. So they get an out on a six unassisted fielder's choice, with Siegler tagged out on the base path, with Lintner now at second representing the tying run. Miller aboard on the fielder's choice. Megan Kirk will bat. Sacrifice and a single. And a strike. 0-1. Bozer to Megan Kirk. Poser to follow here. There's a line drive over short. Porter fires it in, and they're loaded up. Another solid hit here for the Flyers. This one off the bat of Megan Kirk. Littner to third, Miller to second. And the Flyers have the go-ahead run in scoring position now for Abby Poser. She's reached on an error and grounded out to short. Bunted foul. Straight back over the left shoulder of Terry Treader, the Pioneer catcher. 0-1 the count.
Be ready, D.
One strike pitch. Pop foul and over the backstop. Two strikes to Abby Poser, the Flyer second baseman, with a chance to really do some damage here. Tying run at third, go-ahead run at second. There's also a runner at first. Infield in, two strike pitch. Down the line to right, curling foul. That would have got the go-ahead run home. But it just kept fading to the right. Abby Poser bats sixth in the order. One out, bases full. Here comes the 0-2 pitch again. fouled off the shin guard of Terry. Still 0-2. Piers 1, Little Falls nothing. Flyers trying to change that. Bozer's two-strike pitch. Reached for, pop foul towards third. Cummings chasing, but it's out of her range. Again, not a real high pop-up. So it's still 0-2 as Bozer facing Poser here. Even a fly ball deep enough might be enough to allow the runner, Lintner, to tag up and score the tying run. Iverson, Porter, and Burggraf in the outfield. Here it comes. Reached for it, and good at-bat going here by Abby Poser. That one was well off the plate and just made contact. The 0-2 once more. Pop foul again and out of play. Good battle. Poser really hanging in there. Addison Lintner running for Callie Mamangay, representing the tying run at third base. The go-ahead run is at second in the form of Jasmine Miller. Here comes the two-strike pitch again. In the air to center, right at Porter. They will double off the runner at second, and that is the inning-ending double play. Miller gets doubled off second on the line drive to Jade Porter. And that's all for Little Falls in the top of the sixth. No runs on two hits. And they leave two on base. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. Pioneers still with a 1-0 lead over the Flyers.
Piers Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their sixth annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Piers Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to piersfreedomfest.com. Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Jade Porter, who is 2-for-2, leads things off in the bottom of the sixth, shortening up to bunt and watching it sail outside from Callie Mamangay, ball one. Jade has a stolen base, and she started that big inning-ending double play in the top half, catching a line drive and doubling the runner off second. Tapper, Mamangay scoops it in front of the circle and throws her out. One away for Laura Skiba. Bottom of the sixth inning. That first inning run is still the only one up there. The Pioneers got it when Ella Colucci singled with one out. Wild pitch to second and third, and when the throw to third got away, Ella came home, and that's been it for a run. 1-0 as Skiba takes a ball. Laura has struck out and popped to the catcher. Here's a good pitch from Callie Mamangay to even the count, 1-1 to Laura Skiba. Emily Diker on deck. One away here on a nice paced game. Mamangay and Bolger have pitched well. Pop foul and it's 1-2. Laura's batting cleanup here for Coach Pepping. One and two to right-handed hitting Laura Skiba. Swing and a miss. Got her with a good fastball up around the letters. Strikeout number four for Callie Mamingay, and there are two outs. And Coach Pepping is going to lift Emily Diker for pinch hitter Emily Sedlovsky. So Emily Sedlovsky will pinch hit here in the sixth. Emily got the pitching win, her first varsity win yesterday in that second game over Kimball in relief. So Emily will bat for Emily. Two outs, a tapper back to the pitcher, and Mamingay strikeout. And now Emily Sedlovsky. And Mamingay starts her with a belt high strike, 0-1. 1-0 Piers, two outs, bases empty, bottom of the sixth inning. The Flyers will have the bottom three of their order due up in the seventh. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Emily Sedlovsky. Brittany Bozer would hit next. Down at the feet of Sedlovsky, 1-2. She awaits the Mamingay pitch. Up high, 2-2. Hi, Jenny. Jenny being Emily's mom. Had to get it into the front row to get a good seat here, I guess. Swing and a miss at a changeup. Good pitch. And that's the inning. Mamingay. Another 1-2-3 inning. She has retired the last seven hitters she's faced, but the Flyers are down to their final at-bat. It's Piers 1, Little Falls 0, going to the seventh inning.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street, Piers.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
1-0 Piers, top of seven, and Allie Steinmetz leads things off. Pop foul coming back, and just out of play. One run, four hits for Piers, no runs, four hits for the Flyers. Two errors apiece, a very evenly matched game. Steinmetz has twice popped to Colucci at short and lifts that one back and out again for her second strike. Steinmetz will be followed by left fielder Sarah Zimmerman Cameron. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. Two balls, two strikes to Steinmetz leading off. One strikeout, one walk for Brittany Bozer through six innings. Ground ball to third, but foul just in front of the bag. Still 2-2. Little Falls has left six runners on base. They have left the tying run at third in two of the last three innings. Change up, tap back off of Bozer, and Brittany will not have a play. And handcuffed her. And Steinmetz, the tying run, reaches to start the seventh. And now, Zimmerman Cameron to hit. See if she's going to bunt. Give up. And she is. It's bunted in the air. Treader will have the play. Right at the plate. Big out there, and there's one down for designated player Carly Capan. One away here as the tying run still at first for Little Falls. And Bozer spins one at the knees for a strike, 0-1. Capan has popped to short and grounded out to third. Rolled foul. By the way, Emily Diker re-entered the game. She's back at first after being lifted for pinch hitter Emily Sedlovsky. Two strikes to Capan. And here's the pitch swung on and missed. Got her. Two down. Just the second strikeout here for Bozer, but it's a big one. Takes the Flyers to the brink now with the top of their order, Sadie Sue Hudek, who has lined out to center, flown to center, grounded to short. Low blocked by Terry Treader. Ball one. Madison Siegler on deck. One ball to count. Popped up. The pitcher, Brittany Bozer, with the catch to end the ball game. And a quick 1-0 ball game is recorded here as Piers and the Flyers meet to shake hands. And we'll wrap this one up from Piers after this.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Well, this is a quick scoring wrap-up as the Pioneers defeat Little Falls 1-0 in a bottom of the first unearned run. Ella Kalusha scoring on an error, and that's it. It's the only run of the game as Brittany Bozer and Callie Mamingay hang up zeros the rest of the ball game. For the Pioneers, they score a run on four hits. They commit three errors, and they leave four runners on base. Little Falls, zero runs on four hits, two errors, and they leave a total of seven runners on base. Both pitchers go the distance. Mamingay strikes out five, doesn't walk anybody, and Brittany Bozer ends up with two strikeouts and one walk. Little Falls will be home hosting Foley for a Granite Ridge Conference doubleheader. That'll be Monday as the Pioneers get a 1-0 win here today. The four hits in the game for Little Falls: Madison Siegler goes 1-for-3. Jasmine Miller was 1-for-3. And Megan Kirk went 2-for-2 with a sacrifice. For the Pioneers, they had a four-hit day, two of them for Jade Porter. Jade 2-for-2. Ella Kalushi was 1-for-3, and the other hit was Emily Burgraff's infield single in the fourth. Emily ends up going 1-for-2. So Pioneers win it 1-0 in a game that took about an hour and 15 minutes to complete here between Piers and Little Falls. So we'll pack up shop here and we will head across the street. We've got Albany in town facing the Pioneer baseball team, and that's at Helly Field with the first pitch scheduled for 7 o'clock tonight. Again, 1-0 Piers defeats Little Falls.